Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys, and welcome back. I know it's been a serious hiatus for the pro and the newbie here, but there's something that's called life, and we decided to live it, and there's a lot of things going on in each other's lives, so we apologize for the delay. My lovely sister here is soon to be a missus, so that's been her life.
Yes,
congratulations, guys. Danny. Woo!
Thank you.
So we're totally going to come back with doing a pop culture week, basically ending today and reintroducing ourselves to podcasting once again. So I'm sure you guys already know that the world of pop culture is a fickle one. The level of social media fights and how no one really takes it to the quote-unquote streets anymore. It's mostly fighting through Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, which I find funny that that's a new platform for people to argue on. As my wonderful sister said today, Facebook is not a therapist. So.
Yeah, it is not. Please. I can officially say from the doctor now.
Right.
That is official. Facebook is not your therapist. To air your dirty laundry, which we have seen many of the celebrities doing recently, no bueno.
So, today we're just going to start off with what just basically happened today or probably yesterday. Yeah, so on my Instagram, I don't follow Kim Kardashian. I follow The Shade Room and Entertainment for Breakfast. These are two basic pages that are kind of like TMZ in the sense that they just follow celebrities around and see what they do. So it seems that Kim Kardashian is now a platinum blonde.
Kim, I just want to hug you. Whoever told you that, lied to you. Got to have a bunch of yes people around you. She went platinum, and OMG, she looks just like her mother. Does anybody else see that, or was that just a me thing?
No, I totally saw it.
It aged her. Like, what was that? Like, I woke up like this, gone awry?
I think the part I'm not understanding is the why of it. Because she's done blonde before when it was longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's done the streak. She's done the highlight. She's done all that. But I can't understand why getting a cropped haircut and then doing the platinum blonde. Like, that is just the weirdest thing to me. I don't...
You're right. And, you know, I forgot about that. We didn't say anything about her haircut. By the way, I love it. I love that shoulder length. And I'm thinking about cutting mine that shoulder length, like, at the wedding, like, before I walk into the reception, getting, like, a full-on haircut in my room and walking out, like, wow.
Yeah.
God.
As long as you don't go platinum blonde, I'll be fine with that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, was it just me, or did you feel like it made her look old? It just was kind of like, WTF, did you just get excited with some hydrogen peroxide or something? What happened?
I hate to say it, but I think I told you before, you know how I sometimes felt that Kanye was totally trying to shape Kim into the Beyonce of his life?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did see subtle of it, like, in the beginning, and then she kind of went back to dark hair and just started body conning everything and, you know, being herself. But I don't know if she could be possibly going through a midlife whatever, because I recently read, and, you know, I'm totally reading these horrible blogs on Hollywood life, but it seems that Kris Jenner is having a problem with baby Nori not being on the show.
Really?
She wants Nori on the, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Kanye's like, no. And it comes to find out Kim is also like, no as well. And I kind of, yeah. So it was funny because Kim is very much like, I need to stay relevant. You know, our hated word for 2014 and the 2015. She needs to stay relevant. And, but yeah, it seems that that's a big argument in the house right now. And it's funny because Nori really doesn't have to be on the show for people to know who Nori is.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous. She's like the baby face of Chanel that completely should have existed forever as far as I'm concerned. She is absolutely stunning. In love with that little girl. In love with her. Sorry.
Yeah. She's gorgeous, though. It's not even trying to be anything. She's gorgeous. That little girl has an amazing face. She totally has the paparazzi face down. I think it's something that's taught, because her and the other reigning pop queen's baby, they seem to really have gotten the, you know, I'm just going to mean mug for the cameras because I don't know you people face. So, but Nori has perfected that. It is like an art form for her.
Well, but you know what's so funny? Like, when we're in school or as you're studying kids,
mm-hmm.
you kind of learn, like, the nature versus nurture. And it's funny because, like, even children of, even children whose parents adopted them, you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, you look just like your father. And in reality, what they're talking about are the facial expressions. So I'm sure Nori has seen her mom make that face so many times and practice in front of the camera. I mean, hello, she just published a book of selfies.
Yeah.
So I think it's mimicking. Like, so literally, she has the mean bug paparazzi face, you know, because she watches mommy do it. So it's like the perfect imitation. Not to mention, I'm sure it's probably a running joke, you know, in the house, like, Nori, let's give them the paparazzi face.
Yeah.
You know how parents play with their kids like that. It's like perfection.
Mm-hmm. But I totally love that little girl. I just hope for her sake that whatever she does in her life, that she makes herself happy, and hopefully Kim won't turn to mom manager controlling like her mom is. It's just kind of a weird thing to me. But yes, the blonde hair I'm not really feeling, but then again, I'm whatever. As many people that love Kim K will probably come to her defense about how gorgeous she looks as a blonde. And, you know, some people will, you know, like Eminem said it best, you know, they will stand for these people no matter what they do. You know, so
right.
It's kind of like, okay, Kim, you know, you don't need to age yourself, love. You're fine the way you are. You know, you're from Armenian descent, so that gorgeous dark hair. Like, I don't, you know, I get maybe doing highlights, but, you know, you're kind of gorgeous when you're dark haired. Sorry to say it, but she kind of is. But that's neither here nor there. That's just my little newbie opinion on the whole thing about it. So, but speaking of Kim K in the West there, I'm sure you guys have heard weeks ago how Amber went on The Breakfast Club and started talking about Tyga and Kylie Jenner, and how Tyga's 25 and Kylie's 17, and Kylie really should be, you know, like, going to bed instead of creeps around a 25-year-old. And,
it's past her bedtime.
Yeah. And Tyga was talking about how, you know, what a great person Kylie is and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, like, do not start. You know, it's kind of getting to that weird vibe of guys sharing chicks. And I didn't think about it until now, but it seems like if you're not with someone who was a stripper or was an exotic dancer or whatever the hell you want to call it, you know, then you move into a family that just kind of put a better spin on being what's quote-unquote a whore.
Right.
You know what I mean? I hate to say that because these are women, but at the same time, we don't know what the Kardashians do besides be on TV and have their lives filmed. You know, yes, they go to these award shows. Yes, they go to concerts. You know, yes, they get ads and deals with Skechers. Yes, they have their own hair collection and clothing collection and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, no one really knows. You know, we know how Kim got started. No one has to reiterate that. We all know. But Amber basically put that to rest. And, I mean, Amber's now best friends with Blac Chyna, who was best friends with Kim Kardashian. So it kind of turns into this whole cluster of foolishness. But
I saw that, and I was like, wait a second. Weren't they, like, besties, like, taking Photoshop pictures of themselves and, like, bathroom mirrors?
Mm-hmm.
Classic 14-year-old, the classic 15-year-old. You know, you wear a full face of makeup, you're responsible. I mean, you've got to get out there, you've got to be professional, you've got to, you know, market yourself. The world as a whole is very different for young models, and so they do tend to grow up a lot faster. But it seems like she's taking a whole other turn with it to be like, now she's got these big full lips, and she's taking these provocative pictures, and it seems like she's going more of the, I want Kim K's popularity way versus the way of her sister.
Right.
Seems to be the clear-cut, you know, clear-cut model way, which I love. I totally
applaud
her sister.
Kendall, to me, is not any... Like, I don't know what Kendall did. I wish I knew her secret, but Kendall has almost made herself Tesla when it comes to what her family does. Because that girl, no matter the foolishness that her sisters do, Kendall... Oh. is nowhere close to that. Like, they focus on just her modeling. They focus on, you know, who she's shooting for, who she's working with. And that's where her head is at. And I think that is something to be definitely commended, considering you live in a family that, you know, the camera is their best friend. It's like second nature to have this camera in your face, you know, to the point where it was funny because supposedly Kanye made a mistake in putting Kylie in the show instead of Kendall because he got them mixed up. And I was like, Kendall was probably working someone else's show at the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, but, you know, just to get back to what we were talking about, basically, you know, when Amber called out Kylie and then Chloe, who is the big sister, you know, basically got in the middle of it and was like, you know, talking about Amber's beginnings of like at 15, she was a stripper and all this stuff. And then Amber basically pulled her card and pulled her to the carpet on Twitter, like Mother Rose does. And it's like, you know, sometimes I think people forget who they are talking about and who they are dealing with.
Right.
You know, TV and money and entertainment, if you're in those genres, can make you feel some type of way about yourself, forgetting that, you know, Mother Rose will call you out. That is right.
Yeah.
She's
exactly.
She's a Philly girl. She's not.
That's what I was going to say. She is not a California girl. And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, being that her past was already brought out there, she was in the strip club when she was young. And so those girls don't play a game.
Right.
You know, you're not going to sit up there and talk about, you know, you're not going to sit up there and talk about them unless, you know, you're ready to fight. And she basically, I mean, I don't think she did anything all that bad, but she definitely read their card, like, you're going to call me a stripper, you know, you're going to say all this stuff about me, well, let me tell you about yourself. Just a friendly reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did you forget that we all know where you came from?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the thing. I was just like, okay, you know, fine. Get your life, girl. And then Chloe had to concede, and it was just like, and then someone even clowned Chloe and was like, you know, sometimes it was funny that Chloe didn't go that hard to get her husband off of drugs. And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, see, this is the thing, when you live your life out loud, especially on TV, people are gonna call you out. And seriously, like, Chloe basically knew she had to stop that battle before it got any worse. And then when Kanye then went on the Breakfast Club and was talking about how he was so happy that Tyga got in the family early. And I was like, great. So now you're just perpetuating this bullshit stereotype that Tyga's basically with Kylie. And you just put it out there for the world to know. I'm like, so he got in early. No, he didn't. He married Blac Chyna, had a kid, and then decided to do the wandering man thing into the West, into the Kardashian family, and hooked up with Kylie. Is that if you really think no one knows that they're together, you're sadly mistaken. He's basically doing overtures like a man in love about how much he loves Kylie and what a great person she is, just like how Kanye had to overprove to the world how much he loved Kim. Nobody cared. You know, even Amber called out the fact that Kim would send nudie pictures to Kanye and Kanye tried to pretend like that shit didn't happen. I'm like, look, dude, if Amber's saying it, I can believe her, because there's no reason for her to lie about anything in her life. And let's get real, Kanye. You've been a mouthpiece for yourself and for everything else. So the fact that you feel the need to big up your wife and you want the rest of the world to love her, the rest of the world, her fans, her 29 point whatever on Instagram, her 61 whatever on Twitter, she has enough following. She don't need anybody else to hype up her particular card. So that was just foolishness there. But, you know, it was just like, you know, and then he says, I needed to take 30 showers before I got with Kim.
That was probably the most disrespectful comment I think I've heard come out of somebody's mouth. I mean, you were with Amber Rose. You knew she was a stripper. That doesn't necessarily denote that she's dirty or that she's filthy. So big up to all the strippers out there. You're not dirty. We know the deal. But, you know, to say something like that and then to just be like, well, I had to take 30 showers before I could even be with Cam. I'm like, you understand your wife got famous off of letting somebody, oh, I'm sorry, I won't go there.
Right.
As Amber put it so beautifully.
Yeah.
I'm like, your chick got famous off of selling herself as far as a sex tape is concerned. Because we all knew that that crap was going to be leaked.
Right. And she was with someone who then and now is still considered D-list.
Right.
Okay? So don't
exactly.
get it twisted.
Exactly. I mean, and I, you know, people have even alluded to the fact of that being, you know, something that was, that's racial, which I think is really interesting. I never really thought about the racial aspect of it, but I was on Facebook and somebody, I can't remember, I think it was The Root, the column The Root.
Mm-hmm.
Was talking about, you know, the racial differences as far as, like, you know, somebody who is not black or, you know, of African descent versus, you know, Kim Kardashian, who is Albanian?
Armenian.
Armenian. Mm-hmm. And so just talking about the differences there, I mean, is what they did was essentially the same. Amber was basically just sitting in front on the stage. I mean, versus actually having a sex tape, a little bit different. But, you know, people were even bringing in race about that, the way that he values other cultures above his own to the point where he would make such a disrespectful comment. I don't know how I feel about it really being racial, but I definitely think it was unnecessary and pretty daggone disgusting of him.
Yeah, and like you said, I totally agree with you. That was disrespectful. And the sad thing about it is, Kanye, you dedicated a whole album to Amber when you guys broke up.
Sure.
Everything
did.
You wrote was about your relationship. So do not pretend that Amber didn't have some effect on your life. Well, good, bad, or indifferent, she affected your life.
Okay.
Like, you know this. So the fact that you would say something that disrespectful, and then the fact that Amber held back on calling out every
yeah.
little bullshit on you. I mean, to the point where she probably will write a book, because let's get it, let's be real. Mother Rose has as much people that love her, and if she wrote anything or had someone write her thoughts down or whatever, she could totally become a bestseller, because she would tell her story from the beginning to now. And let's get real, you know, if, you know, she was part, Mother became part of an era that we know as, and I hate to say it because this is a colloquialism that is used, but turning hoes into housewives.
Yeah.
Like, that was the time when any girl who was either an exotic dancer, a video vixen or something that did all these men or had all these relationships, you know, and then all these other men decided they wanted to marry them and make them moms and do all this stuff. Like, then
mm-hmm.
it became this whole, well, we can transform any woman. And it's like, no one asked you to. I said, these
right.
women did what they wanted to do. You fell in love with the woman that she was. So why would you want to go and change whatever she is? If she decides to go on her own, that is her own business. But this whole, you know, dynamic. And then Kanye, he always seems to talk out of, like, both sides of his head. Like, I can't
yeah.
even say mouth, because there seems to be this internal struggle with him ever since his mom died of where he's supposed to be or what his focus is. And it's just like, what do you really want to do, Kanye? Because sometimes it feels to me like he wants Kim to be, you know how Jay-Z has his wife, he wants Kim to be that way. Then there's other aspects of where he wants people to think that they're the closest of friends. I'm like, you know, first of all, even from a newbie perspective, body language is a wonderful thing. And did you get to see the pictures from Kanye West's fashion show?
Yeah.
Okay, did you see...
Wait, was that a fashion show or an underwear show?
Well, it was an underwear show. Let's get real. That was dancer's gear. That was nothing.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, Kanye West teams up with Danskin. Love it.
Yeah. Totally. Ballerinas are going to be sporting this for years. But
I would.
But the, you know, the whole Astros, you saw who was in the front row. Anna Wintour, Rihanna, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kim, Baby North, all this. So then there's a picture of Beyonce sitting next to Kim. They take a picture. And you could tell from the body language. When Nora starts to cry, you can see the body language from Beyonce, body language from Anna. And it's just like, they're only there to support, you know, this is the woman that didn't come to your wedding. I don't know, you know, like all this other shit and the shade that was thrown back then. And it was like, so then why are we pretending that Beyonce would have pictures of Kim K up on her wall as inspiration?
But you know what? I mean, there's a little bit to that that as a person, just as a human being, I'm kind of upset with. I'm like, you know, people were talking really bad about North and her temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't realize, and this is my own personal opinion, children, I think, should be off limits.
Yeah.
Babies have temper tantrums. How many times have you been somewhere, or if you are a parent out there listening, or if you've been somewhere with a friend's child, children have temper tantrums. And I'm like, the shade that's thrown towards Kim, and even just, I mean, and I'm going to stand up for Kim at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The shade that was thrown, the she's a bad mom, and I'm like, you know what, let me back paddle and say, if your child has a temper tantrum, that does not make you a bad mother.
And I don't think it does either. She's a freaking toddler.
Exactly. Exactly.
There are lights. There is blaring music. There is all type of things going on. Toddlers don't get that. If their sensibilities are messed with, that's what they react with. They can't vocalize and say, Mommy, get me away from this place because it's too loud.
Exactly.
I was like, why are you talking about this poor child? And, like, I totally was just, I couldn't understand going after Kim about a kid. I was like,
I couldn't either.
She's a toddler. She's a toddler. Like, just remember what you, like, remember the little person that she is.
Uh-huh.
She's not like 10 or 11 throwing a tantrum, because then you'd want to look and be like, hey, what the hell is going on in this house? But she's a toddler.
Agreed.
Let that little girl be a little girl.
She is a little girl, and I'm like, go after the mother and to say that she's not a good mom. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that is really horrible.
And that's where I was like, you know, even Amber Rose has said something about how she was going to take Dash off of her. She wasn't going to talk about Dash anymore because people were saying that how she's keeping Dash away from her ex-husband with Felipe and, you know, the way that she needs to be a better mom and stop whoring around. And I'm like, you know, people need to realize that we're only seeing bits and pieces of these people's lives. I'm pretty sure Kim K is not a terrible mother. Is she a little inappropriate? Maybe at times, sure. You know, dragging your kid out to something in the middle of the night, not cool.
Yeah.
But how many parents have done that before?
Yeah.
You know, like, you're going out somewhere and you bring your kid along with you and it might be 8 o'clock at night. But I'll be damned if that makes you terrible. You know?
Yeah, and I don't think it makes her terrible. It's just a matter of she is a child. Remember, she is a child. And until that child can grow up and have cognitive ability to defend themselves, children are off limits. Doesn't matter who. Children are off limits. Like, just leave them alone.
Right.
So after that wonderful debacle with that, and then Amber gets hit again because Wiz Khalifa's out with some stripper, Instagram or whatever, and then Mava is in Trinidad. Well, actually, Mava was in Miami, and she took a picture in a string bikini, and you don't remember the time it was about Kim K breaking the internet with her naked picture. Well, it seems the internet got more broke because of the string bikini Mava was wearing.
Oh, that black one?
Yep.
Oh, gee.
And
great.
Everyone had a heart attack, and I was like, but Amber's the original MILF. I was like, this is something she says, it's something she knows. So if she wants to wear a string bikini and she's in Miami, she can wear a string bikini. I'm like, her body is gorgeous. If she wants to show it off, let her show it off. I said, you know, people act as though mothers can't do anything. Men can be the most whorish individuals. They can sleep with whomever. They can, you know, do the dirtiest things, and no one will call them out on their fatherhood or their manhood. But as soon as mothers decide, you know, I'm going to wear a string bikini, all of a sudden the world is going to come to an end, and then the apocalypse and the four horsemen and everything else of overdramatics. And I was just like, what is she doing that's so wrong? She's not naked, unlike, you know, someone who decided they needed to break the internet on the cover of paper. You know, I mean, again...
Well, did you hear Kanye West's answer as to why she decided to do that picture?
No.
With a child? Okay, so he went into a whole explanation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, as a person who works one-on-one with people who have psychotic spectrum disorders, I definitely think that Kanye should have thought about his answer, because the tangent that he ran off on was definitely what I would call loose association.
Oh, God.
Nothing really tied into much of anything. But he was saying that before Kim K got with him, that she did not have access to really high-end photographers. And because Grace Jones had this very unique body that was being embraced at the time, that the photographer who took the picture, and I can't remember his name, the original photographer who took the Grace Jones picture, being that she was so different and she was, that was considered like the ideal body type, that he wanted to have Kim K take that picture, and I believe it was done by the same photographer or in a homage to the original photographer.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted Kim K to take that exact picture because she has the body that will be embraced, the body style that will be embraced, and the body style that his daughter is more than likely going to have, the body shape. So this was a ode to Kim Bodacious Booty because she started the big booty movement, whatever.
Yeah, I guess we forgot that the big booty movement happened a very long time ago. Got reintroduced when Jennifer Lopez was dating Puffy, and she was the only Hispanic female among all these Caucasian females that had a shape and an ass, and so it became this dramatic thing. So, no, I'm sorry. Like, Kanye, again, this is why I say the man talks out of two heads. I don't know what mind he's in at the time he says anything. I think he jumps between both, so it's kind of painful. So, you know, with all that, we get to the newer set. And I say newer set in the sense of the new hip-hop artists of the day. And the one that seems to be getting the most cultural backlash these days is Miss Iggy Azalea from Australia.
Yeah.
Ooh, that rhymed, Danny. I should say that more often.
I agree.
But Miss Iggy Azalea has been getting, quote-unquote, hated on since the last, I guess, 6 or 7 months of 2014 into 2015. And it kind of came to a real head when Azalea Banks called her out on Hot 97 about, like, why, you know, we're so enamored, you know, like the whitening of hip hop and, you know, why we're so enamored with Iggy Azalea and all this stuff when she really is, you know, she's just appropriating a culture that's not hers. And then Azalea goes to Twitter, you know, and then Iggy goes to Twitter and decides that she wants to talk about how you can talk that on the radio, but you can't say it to my face. And all this back and forth, I mean, hell, even Q-Tip, an old school hip-hop head, got into it and tried to explain to her via Twitter what hip-hop was about, and she still didn't get it. She just took it as some thing against her personally, and it was like, no, he's trying to tell you what the roots are and why you need to figure out, best of all, how to respect it. And then the last current article I read on her was she did a radio show and she couldn't understand why the backlash for her but not for Eminem. And I almost fell out of my chair because I was like, okay, so we're talking about the fact that you don't get why Eminem is more respected than you are. And I said, okay, so let's just kind of break it down. One, both you and I talked about this earlier. Eminem grew up in the hood. He is from, Detroit, I think it is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He had a movie, 8 Mile, that was based loosely on his life. Okay? The man grew up in the hood, so he was surrounded by different cultures, especially African-American. Like, even his squad, most of them are African-American. So he grew up that way. But Eminem also did not take the affectations of accent from that. He took basically the attitude in the sense of coming hard at someone or talking about something he knows, but not affecting an accent. So then, you know, and then the other aspect was Eve and Jill Scott were on Sway's show about, I think, a month or two ago, and they were and they mentioned Iggy, and Jill Scott was just like, I just really wish she would rap in her own Australian accent. That was the biggest thing. She was like, I don't care where she's from. I don't care, you know, that, you know, she was 16, came over to Miami, did a little modeling, and then decided she was going to do hip-hop, and T.I. took her under her wing or whatever, his wing or whatever. That's great. I mean, shit, if everyone could get picked up and get their careers flourishing like that, who wouldn't want to? But what I think Iggy is just missing the point of, everyone wants to hear you rap in your accent. You are originally from Australia. There is no one that, you know, there is no one that will say, you know, oh, Iggy's just perpetrating or she's trying to pretend like she's from down south. If Iggy had actually rapped in her accent, she wouldn't have half these problems.
Well, I think there's a lot that even goes along with that. And I agree. If she would have rapped in her accent, it probably none of this would have really been an issue. But I think in this day and age when everybody's using Facebook and Twitter and more so Instagram, you know, people are trying to see or people are trying to get a glimpse into celebrities' lives.
Yeah.
And they want celebrities to be authentic. Like, even when people go up on a famous person's Instagram, you'd be surprised how many people don't know that those pictures have been edited. And they think that these are people literally with their cell phone cameras, like, I'm taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, that's not necessarily the case. I'm sure there are occasions when, but a lot of times those pictures have been edited. Those pictures have been, you know, they've gone through the channels before we're actually seeing them.
Yeah.
Not for all celebrities, but for a lot of celebrities. You know, they have PR. God forbid you put up some crazy picture and, like, you're with, like, a girl who's, like, 12 years old.
I mean,
your PR person's going to have a heart attack. And
right.
They're going to have a heart attack on you.
Yeah.
You know, so... But I think in this day and age where people want to know more about celebrities and they follow them on Instagram and Twitter and, you know, we're looking to get a glimpse into their lives. We want to see them. We want to say, I know the real Iggy Azalea.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out and you're not even rapping in your own accent and you just seem so disingenuous, people take that personally and people get offended by that. And I don't think it's anything to really get offended by, but, you know, I mean, obviously not everybody has a thick skin. But to me, it's just people saying, no, we want to see the real you, and you saying, no, this isn't what was created for me.
Right.
I have to be what T.I. created me to be. Whatever.
And that's the sad thing. It's like she's still missing the point. Like, it's like... It's really like a Mack truck has hit her, kind of like in The Matrix, you know, the second one when they were fighting on the Mack truck and they totally collided with each other.
Yeah.
Literally, she's been hit with, like, a Mack truck, a Ford Ranger, a fucking Land Rover, a damn Prius. Like, all these little things, big things have hit her, and she still can't see what people are talking about. It's almost like she's just walking around with blinders on. And
Well, maybe.
And then the fact that she's comparing herself to someone who has kind of put himself in a culture by not appropriating it. I was like, you got to be kidding me if you think that you're anywhere close to the level of Eminem in the sense of what you guys do. You decide that when you're on radio shows and when you're talking in interviews that your accent from Australia is going to come out. It's going to be strong. It's going to be there. It's going to be right in your face. There is no hint of me being from either backward Alabama, Mississippi, New Orleans, Georgia. None of that comes through when she's talking on these radio shows.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, so if you can turn it off and on, which makes her a pretty good linguist and, you know, language artist, then why are you so mad that people get mad at you about cultural appropriation? If you weren't born there, you know, it's one thing to be like, what's his name, Paul Wall from Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one thing if she grew up there. You didn't grow up here. We know your backstory from your first friggin' song.
We do.
You said you got on a plane 16 in Miami, had no family.
Yep.
Guess what? You just put your whole history out there. So we know you aren't from here. So do not pretend now that all of a sudden you're the wounded, you know, Caucasian female being tied up on a train track. And you are. Of course we don't see the person you are. You're putting on a persona. Every other group that comes over here, Sam Smith, Adele, One Direction, everyone who's from a different country, any accent they have, coming from their country stays with them.
Even Rihanna.
Yeah. She's Barbadian. She's a Bajan girl. That's what it is. She's not affecting anything. You are affecting something, and therefore you are putting yourself in a category that you don't belong. No one would be mad at her if she honestly said, you know what? When I rapped in my accent, it didn't sound right. T.I. that it wouldn't sell records. So this is what we did.
Right. And speech classes, I got rid of my accent, at least when I rap, you know, I have to be very aware of it, and that's what I work at, because it sounds terrible with every song I recorded.
Right. If she honestly said that, I wouldn't have cared. I actually would have applauded her and then would have jumped down T.I.'s chest about, like, dude, you know, what the hell's wrong with you? But that's neither here nor there, because everybody only sees dollar signs these days and don't care about what culture or whatever the hell it is. So, you know, that's about, you know, the thing about it. But what I wanted to actually talk to you about, Danny, as well, is not only do we have famous people going through the foolishness about, you know, like who I am or the person that I am or why the world sees me the way I am. You know, my guilty pleasure is loving hip hop, no matter what incarnation. So this very last one, I watched season 5 of New York, and there is a young lady on there by the name of Erica Mena. And I'm sure a lot of people know who she is, because she used to do a lot of video, got to do a lot of videos at the time of, God, what's his name? Hype Williams. Like every Hype Williams video had like women from God knows where, don't know where they found them. But all these women are overdeveloped, big boobs, big butt, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's part of that set, and she's on this show, and last season she had this relationship with this young lady by Sin Santana, and they were like the biggest thing since lesbians. They were like both lipstick lesbians. They were both attractive, whatever the case was. So come to find out in this season, you know, supposedly right after she broke up with Sin or whatever, she started dating Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow, and then 6 months into it, he decides that he wants to get engaged to her and married and blah, blah, blah. So now, she's telling the world, you know, like, on the show, you can see how much she's, like, trying to be so angry at Sin about, you know, why you keep coming in my face and why you keep hanging around the people that I hang out with and all this other stuff, because she's just trying to cut all ties with her as if the girl really did her wrong, when she doesn't see she did anything wrong confiding in another dude who was in a relationship at the time about the problem she's having.
Right. No bueno.
No bueno. So the thing is, she keeps telling people, oh, Bow and I have known each other for like 8 years, you know, ever since like lottery ticket and I was supposed to be in it and all this other stuff. She keeps saying this over and over again. And I'm like, you keep saying over again because you want to believe it. I said, truth of the matter is, you know, you cheated on Sin with him. He probably cheated on you with whoever he was with. And then when the falling out happened because Sin couldn't take you licking champagne off some girl's butt and blah, 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 and all this other foolishness, then it turned into, well, now Sin is the one that's wrong and she needs to leave me alone, all this stuff. But what made me think of was, again, people's beginnings. When she first started that show, that girl was the most rambunctious, always ready to throw a punch, always ready to fight someone, always ready, you know, to defend everything to the hilt. But then now, when it comes close to the reunion time, because the season is over, she decides she wants to bow out because now she's going to be someone's wife. So all the bad behavior from prior, now all of a sudden it's, well, I'm going to be someone's wife, and I don't need to be on the stage with these people who have problems with me. So I'm looking at this, you know, and I'm looking and, you know, I'm not trying to psychoanalyze because I don't have that degree. But what made me laugh was, you know, I understand when you, you know, because unfortunately, Erica's the type of girl, she always talks about how much she's in love with someone.
Right.
Always in love.
Always
like,
in love.
This
yeah.
person is the end all be all. They make me better. They do this. She has the same verbiage for everyone that she's loved in her life. So the fact that she is saying the same thing about Shad right now, and you know, they're getting married and whatever the case is, and I'm just like, but you said this about everyone. So what makes him different? You know what I mean? Like, what exactly makes this particular man different than anyone else that you claim that have been the love of your life and all this? So I couldn't understand it. But what made me laugh is now she wants to separate herself from what made her.
Mm-hmm.
Because video girls are not like how they used to be, because videos
right.
aren't that way anymore. Like, Hype Williams doesn't get as many jobs as he used to.
Right.
You know, even rap artists are not doing the videos where, you know, the girls are always, you know, focused and front and whatever.
Right.
So it's kind of like, okay, so you're no longer doing that. You now have, you know, she has a clothing line now and all this other stuff. She's doing all these things. And I'm thinking, so she's, you know, she's like a host of another show. She's trying to make sure she stays in the eye, just not as prevalent as she was. And I said, you know, while I can forgive people for their past, they learn, they grow, they change.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the fact that your verbiage is the same for every relationship you have, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I think that's something psychotic. I'm not even trying to be funny. I think there's something really insane about someone who... every relationship is, oh, this is the love of my life. This is the person I want to be with. This is the one who made me better. This is this, you know. You know, and even he's getting in on the act talking about she made me a better person. Meanwhile, they both got kids from two different other individuals. You know? So I'm like, at the time when you were, weren't you in love with this person? Did you not feel that way about them?
Right.
When you were, you know, granted, Erica's a little different because supposedly her baby's father abused her. As she wrote in her book.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, fine. You know, that's something I can't tolerate. But, you know, it's like, again, you know, what, you've been friends for 8 years, and during that time, the time was never right.
Right.
Like, that's the point I didn't get. Like, Shad's daughter's maybe, she looks like she's maybe 4 or 5, and you guys have known each other for 8 years. So you mean to tell me during that time, nothing? Nothing, you know, like, you've been friends on and off, you've had each other's cell phone numbers on and off, but nothing. I was like, okay, but again, the verbiage doesn't make any sense. I was just like, all right, so you're gonna be in love? And I'm like, you know what, I honestly hope the marriage works out. I do. I don't wish ill on anyone's nuptials or what they want to do with their life, but, you know, because she lived her life out loud, like the rest of these people do,
uh-huh.
people are going to remember the person you were. You know, maybe they'll appreciate the person you're becoming, but the person you were, that's going to stick in their head anyway. And,
right.
you know, and she basically went through the same thing of not putting her kid front and forward, so everyone's calling her a bad mother. And I'm like, she's protecting her kid like everyone else is.
Right.
Kids need to be protected from the foolishness that adults do.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's kind of where the spectrum is. Like, yeah, your fuckery and your foolishness does not involve your child.
No,
you know?
And it never should.
And it never should. So, let's talk about the semi-relevant stars.
Oh, relevant.
Yes, our curse word. So, I say semi-relevant in the sense of they don't have anything going, but I'm going to ask you because I just read about this recently. See how much Instagram and Shade Room has changed my life?
Oh, God, yeah.
But supposedly Sierra is back with Future.
What? Shows you what I didn't know.
So, yeah, she's been having trouble on her mini tour that she had in Australia and New Zealand.
Having trouble, like
basically her, I guess the people who were promoting it, not her management team, but like the promoters of where she's going to perform, had fans paying for like meet and greets.
Oh,
had dancers paying for auditioning for her. So come to find out, she didn't know anything about the paying for the meet and greet. So all these people got refunded back their money. She's been supposedly showing up late to shows. One show got canceled because of the weather down there, which she can't control. And so she's been doing all this damage control on her Instagram, and I don't know if you follow her, but for the past weeks, like couple weeks, she's been doing damage control, where she's showing her like having meet and greets with all her fans, and you know, talking about how she doesn't charge people to meet her, and you know, this is how we hang out when we do, you know, fandoms or whatever. And I was like, well, Sierra One, you made this new song, I Bet, that recently came out. I don't know what it sounds like. I couldn't tell you, because Sierra is not one of the people that has ever been on my list. To me, she's always going to be an Aaliyah knockoff. And truth of the matter is, if Aaliyah was still alive, most people wouldn't have careers like Ashanti, like Sierra, like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm being perfectly honest. That's how I feel. If Aaliyah was still here and making her music, we wouldn't need a Sierra. I'm sorry.
No, we wouldn't.
You know, it was kind of like, I hate to say it, but it looked like Timberland and Missy were looking for filler.
Well, yeah, and that wasn't an easy role to fill, but she, I mean, she dances, her singing is pretty good,
mm-hmm.
So as far as her missing her shows, I didn't know about this because she's not one of the people that I follow.
Mm-hmm.
Was she missing, like, I mean, I know she has a baby.
Right.
Was she missing because of her baby, or?
Nope. Basically, it's because of how everything was handled. Like, she got to one show late. She only performed for, like, 6 minutes at one, performed for a half hour at the other, because supposedly the timing and her management, I was like, look, some fan even called her out. They were like, you're not a Rihanna, and you're not a Beyonce, so we're not going to forgive you for being late and then performing for, like, whatever. You don't bring enough to be acting like you're better than anyone else. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Now, while that was very cold and very direct.
Well, people are very hurt.
Right. People were, you know, like, you made me pay money for this and whatever. So, supposedly it was a mix-up. I think it was a mix-up on everyone's part. She was like, it's not a tour. It's just like, you know, I'm just doing shows. I'm like, oh, so you're like Maya right now. You know, doing shows in, like, clubs and things like that. You're not doing stadiums. That's fine. Whatever you got to do to get yourself back to where you want to be. But, you know, Sierra, for, like, a good 6 months, all she was doing was going to Germany and recording music, or going to people's fashion houses, or hanging out with her, quote-unquote, best friend, Kim K, and Kelly Rowland and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you're not doing anything. You know, well, her and Kim K are. It's just that happens that at the time Kelly was there. So I forgot what picture it was. It was this whole conglomerate of, like, mommies and their kids or whatever the case was.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, but you're not doing anything. Like, you're not making any new music. The music that comes out supposedly was a diss to Future. And then all of a sudden she's, quote, unquote, supposedly back with him. And I knew that marriage was not going to come to fruition from the start, because, one, she hooked up with a man that has multiple baby mamas.
That, which is crazy. Oh, my. Sorry.
Don't apologize. I couldn't understand it myself. I was like, you hooked up with a man that has multiple baby mamas. I didn't even know who to... hell Future was until she came out with that song Body Party, and then I learned all the nuances about him being a producer and then doing all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, okay, but why do you have so many kids? And then you put a ring on Sierra's finger while she's pregnant, and then you cheat on her with your stylist, and then you guys aren't together. So she's running around with baby Future, of all things, to name your child.
Oh, is that really the baby's name?
Yes.
Wait, first name is baby?
No.
Oh, I was like, Jesus, that's just...
I don't know. I just, the fact that she would name her, I was like, oh, God. And I'm not, and again, you know, celebrities date with their names of their kids, fine, whatever. But I was just like, so you have this child. I'm sure she didn't want to be an out of wedlock mom. You know, I don't think people, you know, unless they just, you know, they, whatever, just want to have kids. But I don't think she signed up for not having a husband or a father be there.
No, I don't think so.
Right. So it was just like, oh my God, Sierra, like, seriously, what happened? You know, like, what happened to you? When did you decide to let your life just go? You know, and it's a really sad state because I was like, okay, so your career is not coming back the way you want it to. Like, some people make strong comebacks. They, you know, they do shows here and there. They get an album out. They put stuff out on iTunes. Like, Ashanti, even on her Instagram, was talking about how, you know, Braveheart, that she did independently, you know, was on, made top 100 on indie charts for Billboard, you know, with no marketing or anything. And, I mean, that's an accomplishment within itself, considering where she came from. You know, when she was the Murder, Inc. princess and, you know, hook bitch to the stars. Like, it didn't matter what song it was, Ashanti was, like, on every one. You know, where she can do a song called Baby, 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 and it's, like, 100 babies in one song and no one said anything. It's just, like, you know, all of that. But I'm like, Sierra, you didn't even do that. You didn't release an album independently. You got dropped from labels here and there because you don't have the staying power that's required.
Right.
So it's just like, what is going on with you? And I hate to talk like I know these people personally, but it's really sad to see people who were at the top of their game at whatever time. You know, she almost became the princess of crunk for Down South. And she could have totally rolled that gravy train out. Instead of going to, like, I'm going to do pop R&B or I'm going to do all this. She could have rolled the crunk train out until it ran dry. You know, Jive Records or whoever her label was at the time should have just let her ride this shit out until, you know, but then changing and going. And I'm like, you know, you're in a minefield as a female. She didn't get signed any endorsement deals. I don't remember that ever happening to her.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? So she, it was just like, oh, Sierra.
But, you know, I think there comes a point in time where we have to look at people for where they are mentally, emotionally. We can take guesses as far as that's concerned, but, you know, for somebody who has multiple children with multiple different women, who has some type of staying power on their own, already kind of raises a big question in my head.
Yeah.
And then for you to become engaged to somebody or get pregnant, because obviously, I mean, if you have a lot of money, you obviously have the means to make sure that that does not happen, unless it's something that's religious as to why you didn't do it, not understanding that choice either.
Yeah.
And I think at one point she tried to befriend all the baby's mamas, which I was like, I don't even understand what the fuck's up with that. Oh, I'm sorry, I need to curse.
It's okay, we're rated R today, so it's fine.
Cool. I didn't even understand what the fuck that shit was about. I'm like, I don't, like, you don't need to be friends with, like, 8 different baby mamas.
No.
But here's my deal. In my head, it just tells me, okay, where's this person at emotionally? You know, where this is what you feel you want. Or is it more like this is what you feel you deserve?
Right.
The industry never really picked up on you. You've always been called the Aaliyah knockoff. Maybe that's how you feel. Like, I'm just the Aaliyah knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And with that being said, maybe that's why there's so many issues and problems and why she's made the decisions that she's made.
Possibly.
Kind of like the low self-esteem that just kind of keeps on going.
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree with you, and I never really thought about that. It's just, you know, I've always just wondered because it's always harder to see, I guess, second string. Because, you know, every team has, like, second string or whatever. And, you know, we always have our star players. We know who our star players are for this generation we're currently in.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard to see people who had the potential to do something. And then it's like they didn't, you know, because I remember there's a guy I love on YouTube. His name is Kid Fury. And he was on The Breakfast Club with his friend Chriselle, and they were talking about their show, The Real. They have a podcast called The Real. And the episode they were talking about, Kid Fury just totally was like, you know, he said the same thing. It's like, if Sierra, you know, and I totally lifted that from him. It's just like, Sierra should have just called Jazzy Faye and just continued the relationship she had with him for making the music. No
right.
one would have been mad at her for doing, you know, Crunk anything, because
right.
that's what introduced her.
Right.
But, you know, when she moved into, like, you know, he was like, and even Chriselle, his friend, was like, you know, every song we name a Sierra is always, like, one over,
yeah.
like, a period of time. You know, like, because Angela Yee was like, well, what about the one she did with Nicki Minaj? And Kid Fury was like, Nicki Minaj made that song. That had
mm-hmm.
nothing to do with Sierra. You know, it's just
right.
like, you know, like, they put people on there to push someone for it. Like, she did that song with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a couple albums ago. You know, and then Body Party, she was by herself. But at the same time, it's like, there was no follow-up. There wasn't, you know, they had the video, they did whatever, you know, but then there was nothing else released from the album. I mean, the if she had found a way to parlay something powerful when she did If I Were, you know, If I Were a Boy, or, you know, Like a Boy, whatever. Because that video and that particular song, I totally loved. And I was like,
oh,
if
yeah.
she had found a way to parlay that popularity in something else, like, you know, getting the deals and working out what she needed to do, she probably would have had staying power in the industry. But it's hard to look at people who, you know, they're trying so hard to get back to where they were, and the climate is different. I was like,
right.
you got to remember, we're, you know, we're in an environment now where we got people, you know, standing for their stars.
Right.
You know, like, Gaga has her Monsters, you know, Beyonce has her Beehive, you know, all, you know, the Austin Mahone, who's a brand new, like,
mm-hmm.
almost Justin Bieber copycat, has his Mahoney's, like, all these, you know, Taylor Swift and her Swifties, like, all these people that are on top right now have all these cliques. You know, like, Rihanna and her Navy. Like, her Navy might as well be bigger than the fucking armed services we have right now.
Seriously.
You know
hardcore.
What I mean? They're hardcore. Like, these people are hardcore fans, but, you know, people like Sierra don't have that. She doesn't have people who are considered hardcore, you know? She doesn't have, you know, there's no way to kind of make a pop culture reference based on her name. You know what
well,
I mean?
You know, I think the other thing, just in addition to that, was, you know, we are in a culture right now where, you know, people are popular,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think anybody really has the necessary follow through. You know what I mean? Like the people that we see that have staying power are usually not really copies of anybody. If they are,
mm-hmm.
they're hybrid copies. That's what I like to call them. Like a Beyonce.
Right.
Is a marvelous hybrid copy of multiple people.
Right.
I think of her like a Tina Turner.
Right.
Because she really brings that type of energy. Although she, you know, whatever. She also has kind of like what people would consider a great voice.
Right.
Not quite a Jennifer Hudson.
Right.
Like a real, like a church voice, like a real homegrown singer. She
mm-hmm.
has, but Beyonce has a voice that's like pleasing to multiple cultures and multiple groups.
Right.
So she's not in the category, please, nobody jumped at my throat, of like the Aretha Franklin, like where they can carry their own. I'm not saying Beyonce has a voice like Aretha Franklin, please. She is not even near in that category.
Correct.
Not near. I mean, that chick couldn't even take enough vocal lessons to be the Aretha Franklin. But kind of to this generation, she's like the Aretha Franklin of this generation.
Right.
So she's kind of like these hybrids of celebrities that have made it and that have been popular, you know. Even like a Diana Ross with her constant changes and her big hair. I mean, they took the best aspects of singers that and performers that were popular and made a Beyonce.
Right.
It makes perfect sense. She's been in the pageant world, which is perfect grooming for the singing world.
Right.
Because it's much more about the product than it is about the voice.
Yeah.
So I don't think Sierra had that kind of team. I think Sierra was just kind of dubbed the Aaliyah, the the stand-in for Aaliyah, and I think that's just kind of where she stays.
Right.
To the point where, I mean, even Aaliyah, in this environment, Aaliyah would have had staying power because she was around.
Right.
Sierra had to be created and was not around, which is why I think why she doesn't really have the staying power, because Aaliyah's charm was starting to wear off.
Mm-hmm.
When Sierra came onto the market.
Right.
And they started to do something a little bit more artsy with her, even with, like, Go Girl, was a little bit more artsy and different. And then all of a sudden, it just got, like, WTF.
Right.
And then it was just, like, you know, hashtag epic fail after everything.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, my God, it's just painful to see, because I'm like, she had a lot going for her, and it could have been something great for her, and it didn't happen. And that's what's so sad about it. It could have been something really phenomenal for her, and it didn't happen.
Right.
And that's the sad aspect of it. Like, Sierra could have been, you know, and like you said, Beyonce, of course, she is a hybrid, but she's the only one right now as a hybrid that speaks to everyone. And that's, you know, and that's what people are like, oh my God, I'm so tired of hearing about it. I'm like, yes, my thing is Beyonce could retire today and be fine. She could pull a Janet, decide, you know what, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, Janet has a new album out, which I totally just found out about.
I didn't know that either.
Yep, totally found out following one of my friends on Instagram. He opened up, like, I opened up the page and something about, like, either an album or, like, a new tour. So maybe she has an album coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, Janet, do you? But again, if Beyonce decides, you know, I'm not going to do anything else, because she doesn't have to. It gets to the point where I personally am tired of seeing her, because I, you know, I'm not a music aficionado by any means, but I do pay attention when certain names fall. Like, there's this new girl, Tinashe, like this whole, you know, FKA Twigs, all these newcomers that are coming up. And I'm like, okay, so why are we not giving them the push? Beyonce has her own entertainment company that does it. She could now groom people should she choose to and make money off of them like her husband does, because he don't have to do shit either. I'm like, just groom the next generation, because no one's going to forget your contributions.
But I don't think Beyonce is that type of person.
No, I don't think so either. And that's the other thing.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of selfishness in there. Oh, Beehive, please don't come after me, Beehive. Something, there's a little bit of, I mean, also if you think about it, like, in the pageant world, go, 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 go.
Right.
And until somebody sits your ass down, you really don't stop.
Right.
And I think that she's almost like in pageant mode. Like, I'm going to go, 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 until I'm just completely irrelevant and nobody shows up to my shows.
Right.
As opposed to bowing out gracefully like her betters. At the pinnacle. I mean, she's pretty much almost at the pinnacle of her career.
Yeah. She could totally just chill out. And, you know, granted, because the Beehive, and see, that's the thing, and that's the other thing I want to talk to you about, and that may be a different show. The fact of the matter is that her, in particular, out of anyone mentioned, causes this whole weird... She's almost so polarizing to a point that her name causes this extreme reaction. It's either one or the other. And
oh my God, I love her. Oh my God, I hate her.
Right. It's like, you know, and I want to talk to you about that. And I, you know, I gave us 90 minutes today because I figured we would run into something else like this. But, you know, the Beehive, you know, I understand they totally stand for her. You know, they heart her to death. They love her. You know, they're inspired by her. And I'm not mad at it. If it inspires people to do great things, shit, get your life. Do whatever the hell you got to do. But, you know, in, like, the recent interview, Kid Rock, you know, we know how Kid Rock started. I'm sorry, Kid. You and your BS about being country and, you know, skinning raccoons and hunting and talking about Obama taking away your guns and all this BS, because now all of a sudden you a country boy. I know where you grew up. We know where your beginnings are. Google you and we know Bob with the Bob chick, okay? Like, don't forget, you did your Detroit rock rap shit like, what's his name? Oh, God, the one that Timberland had for a while, that other dude was, like, rock rap music and Limp Bizkit and all that shit. So I know where you came from. So this whole, you know, I'm doing country now because I'm all about being an American. Like, dude, stop playing your shit. It's fine. You got a new album coming out. Great. So in the interview, I guess, either Beyonce was brought up or he just was like, you know, I understand she's an attractive female, but I like, you know, my girls, I like my white girls or whatever, some bullshit he said. And then something to the effect of, well, she doesn't have a purple rain, she's in a Thriller, so I don't understand why people are so enamored with her. And, of course, her beehive went off. And the thing about it is, what it made me realize is that Beyonce herself, no matter what person she is, whether she's, you know, I mean, she's a Virgo, so I already know she's a perfectionist. She's very tight-lipped about her shit. She does what she needs to do. I mean, just based on her sign, I know the person she is. But at the same time, the fact that you introduce, put her name in an article, he knows what he's doing.
Right.
Anytime somebody blogs, hashtag that particular woman's name, you already know you're going to have millions of people flooding that. You put it in a title, they're going to read it and make comments about whatever you say. So he knows what he's doing. Beyonce has now become, her name is now separate from her. Like, her brand, her name is separate from the entity and the person that she is, because now it is, when you say it, when you tag it, this is what's going to happen. Because everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, you said Beyonce. Why are you talking about her like this? And blah, 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 blah. And this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, the reason why he's doing this is because, one, he knows where her fandom is. Her fandom are psychotics.
They are.
I love them to death. I know half of them. I do. I know half of them.
They're listening to this. They're going to be like, what?
Well, you know, I love them because, you know, you, like I said, if she inspires you to do great things, shit, get your fucking life. But this is now, if I say Beyonce in an article, even fucking politicians do it. What's his name? The one Republican, he even mentioned her name about how Jay-Z is pimping out his wife. He knew what he was doing because it gets all these people riled up and it gets the attention of them no matter how long it lasts, you know. They even showed a girl on Vine shooting a video taking Kid Rock's albums off the shelf and putting them in a trash can at, like, Walmart or some shit. Like, this, you know, this is what we're talking about. So he gets free press. He gets free publicity. You know, whatever album or song he releases, whoever, you know, and granted, I'm not going to lie, you know, yes, country music has its place, and there are people that love it. So guess what? If they consider Kid Rock to be all-American and right-wing and gun-toting and happy and shooting and hunting, they're going to buy it. And you know what? That's all on them. That's fabulous. That's great. You want to support, you support. But he knows what he's doing. Her name is now a polarizing thing. It doesn't matter what you say. You could say Beyonce says there's shit on a Central Park lawn, and people will have a problem. Be like, oh my God, I can't believe you talk about her like this. You don't know our queen like that. Blah, blah.
You don't know what happened. Her stomach
was right. Her stomach must have been hurt. Like, again, these stans gotta love them. I mean, to an extent, Rihanna gets the same thing. You can't mention these women because now their names have become almost lexicons in our language, where now it's like, oh, you trying to say something about Rihanna? You don't know shit about her. She's our girl. She's a badass. She knows what she's doing. Okay.
Okay, that's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Glad you feel that way.
I'm totally glad you feel that way, but, you know, when it comes to the point when people will realize this is what people are going to do, and then that will be the turning point of when people realize, yeah, they're just using you. They don't give a shit about Beyonce. Kid Rock and Beyonce are two further, it's kind of like Mars and fucking Neptune. They are nowhere close to each other. And he knows what he's doing. Hit up an icon that is culturally right now on top of the world. She is the one on top of the world.
Agreed.
No matter what Kim K does, going platinum blonde, no matter what anyone else does, if Beyonce decided she wanted to drop 7,000 videos today because this is her whole life, and she decided to do a movie like Justin Bieber and secretly release it in movie theaters, she would make millions because she is on top of her world right now. But I'm like, her name causes these extreme reactions. I'm just like, you guys are playing into it. This is like marketing 101. This is like advertising 101. You are playing into the foolishness that is. You may not know who Kid Rock is. These kids, these days, ain't gonna know that. They don't even know who Paul McCartney is. I'm like, they ain't gonna know who the fuck Kid Rock is unless they Google him. But he decided to say something because he knew she's a polarizing figure. And let's put it this way. People who write these articles want people to read them. So what better way to do it than to mention someone who you know has a built-in fandom of billions?
Yeah. Go, if you go head-to-head against them, good luck.
Yeah.
Is all I have to say, is good luck. And it, I mean, but then it goes back to the whole intention doesn't matter. It can be good, bad. You know, I mean, it's like, I think about that, and I'm like, you know, what are we condoning? What are we telling people to do? We're telling people, cut the fool, say whatever the fuck you want to say, because it doesn't really matter, because attention is attention. So awesome.
Right.
And that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm. But that's what, you know, that's basically what it is now. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of sad, but at the same point, that's the life we have. That's the world we live in right now. We can focus on green issues. We can focus on global warming. We can focus on the fact that U.S. government loves being in women's vaginas. We can focus on anything.
Yay!
You know what I mean? Where they can talk about, oh, God, I forgot the term. Something like when they were talking about rape, and they came up with the term of it, and I was like, rape is rape. There's no adjective, there's no adverb. Rape is rape. But to be all about, oh, you know, just controlling what women do, and I'm like, okay, fine, we can talk about all that. But at the same time, it's, you know, just like we have our podcast today. Kim K went blonde. Why? We don't know. It made her look older to both of us. And, you know, there's no reason for Kim to be looking that way. She's a gorgeous girl who, whether she fixes herself or not, you know, publish a book of selfies for her husband, do whatever. I mean, again, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about people like Khloe Kardashian, who goes hard against Amber but can't fight, you know, fought a silent battle with her husband instead of pulling his ass to the carpet and dragging him to fucking rehab. Like, these are, you know, like, these are the things. I'm like, we, you know, we talk about a 17-year-old Kylie Jenner who wants to be like her bigger sister, who wants to, her Instagram is full of cleavage and hair and gray and nails.
Why is that not a problem? I
yeah.
mean, you're 17 years old and you've got more boobs showing on your Instagram page than, like, in the pages of Playboy. I mean, I'm not getting it. I guess at this point, I'm not getting it.
And she quit school, so she's no longer schooled. And I'm like, where do you think your career is going? Like,
I'm worried about it.
You know, your mom's not going to live forever. God, you know, she's not. Your dad, whatever changes he's going through, you know, again, I'm just like, where is your focus? You know, granted, America seems to be, you know, get paid for doing nothing syndrome right now. You know, like, old wealth, you know, is nothing to compare to just getting an endorsement deal because my name is linked to someone else.
Yep.
So it's just like, okay. You know, and then we, you know, like, Kanye and the mouthpieces. I said, so now this thing has died down. You know, everyone's kind of, you know, stayed a little quiet. But I guarantee you, something in the next couple of weeks will pop up and it'll be this whole nother, oh my God, I can't believe. And I'm like, okay. Okay. All right. But honestly, I was like, again, there's so many polarizing things, so many, you know, it, again, this, and see, this is what I'm saying. We came back to podcasts and we came back in a big way because we covered a lot today.
Right.
And, but again, pop culture will definitely put you in that point where you're just like, oh my God, I cannot believe this is what we're dealing with right
now. Well, I mean, pop culture now just seems to be this hodgepodge of, I'm not too sure exactly what, and I don't know.
Totally an I don't know moment. It's just there. It's just kind of okay. We got it, you know. But again, so for those that will listen to this show afterwards, because, you know, again, we got to build up our brand and, you know, be the Beyonce of the podcast world at some point. But honestly, I'm just glad that my sister and I could actually chat and then chat with you guys. So we will figure out when the next time we're going to do this. Again, it's more fun to do it live than to sit and try and, you know, word it out. It's more organic talking to someone as opposed to just being like, well, you know.
Agreed.
You know, writing stuff out. I'm like, I made my notes, but I know what I totally was going off of. And, you know, so with that being said, thank you guys for joining in. For those that will listen afterwards, that'll be great. Again, we do have our Twitter handles. Like, I have my own personal one. That's JanineAd76 at Twitter. We have the business one, of course, which is at Evo2NYCD. So just hit us up. Let us know how we're doing. We are going to continue to just get back into podcasting, even with planning all type of stuff in our lives, because when you want to do something, you got to do it right. So
yep.
This is going to be the focus, and hopefully the only time I won't be bothering my sisters, you know, when she's working and when she's on her honeymoon, because that's not really prudent. So with that note, we will talk to you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.